So we tried to do a podcast about fighting.
And then we started fighting.
Well, my day has been a never-ending series of awkward and horrible moments. So for some reason, my alarm went off at 5:20 at work. For some reason, it was set for 5:20. So Anaconda starts playing in the newsroom. Mm. And everybody starts, I didn't make eye contact with anybody for the rest of my shift. Because, nah, I was already done. I was already done.
So why is Anaconda your ringtone?
Because I need something like super loud and abrupt to wake me up. Even though this doesn't even do the job to wake me up.
Okay.
Oh, I guess since we were trying to wake up at 5, I think I said it last night, I tried to wake up at 5:20 a.m. And maybe that's how it turned to 5:20 p.m.
So tell me, what do you like so much about that song?
The abruptness. I bought Nicki's album, so it was already on there, and the abruptness is really what I like. I really don't like the song that much.
Okay, I understand.
I'm about to hit you in your face because you're getting on my nerves.
Well, welcome to another episode of Managing Things.
Yes, this is titled, oh my gosh, this is too much. Because that's how you describe my day.
Yes.
I'm emotionally unavailable for the rest of 2016. I'm done.
Well, what do we have for the people today?
Well, so I first wanted to talk about the 2016 election in media coverage. And I just can't. This has all been like a really big circus, and I don't know. I'm just so, like, I think the biggest question I have surrounding this election is, like, are you for real? Like, you serious right now?
I can't believe the stuff that's going on. It kind of seems like, remember back in high school when you got those fake elections and people had, like, giving out candy bars and stuff like that. That's what this election cycle seems like to me.
I just can't believe what's happening is really real. And then, like, you know, people tweet, like, presidential candidates tweeting about how much they hate each other and, like, adding each other. Yeah. It is so weird. Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird to me. Like, I'm just like, wow. Wow. But, I don't know. I do make sure I cover, like, every side, and, like, you know, if I talk about one person, I talk about another. So that's pretty much the most interesting thing, which makes me think of, like, you know, diversity in media and, like, the lack thereof, because all it takes is an effort in, like, literally everything. Diversity and balance and not having bias, all it takes is an effort to, like, purposefully try to cover every side of an issue. So that just had me thinking about that this week. Mm. Oh, I hit you with that reel. You didn't know what to do with it, huh?
I don't even know what to say to that.
So much truth.
Yes.
So much truth.
So what's next for the people?
Well, I just wanted to, you know, I guess you have nothing to add to that.
I have nothing to add to that.
Well, I think we should try to focus on having a more balanced transition. But what do you, like, is there anything you're into right now? I'm very into Slack and Slack groups.
Can you explain what Slack is?
It's like, well, so you can use it for different things. It's kind of like WhatsApp. You can just chat and have messages in, like, groups. You can be in groups and you talk to people. Like, I'm in this one group where it's like a bunch of women entrepreneurs encouraging each other and talking to each other and sharing, like, accountability tips and, you know, motivation and articles and stuff. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Well, my life is not as cool as yours. I'm just trying to catch up on my Netflix episodes. We just watched Flash last night, and it's looking good so far.
Flash, I like Arrow better, even though I stopped watching Arrow. I guess I can start watching it again, but the main character of Flash, she's just annoying me. But I went ahead and just Googled the plot line and, you know, found out what happened, so the romance part is which I'm the most interested in, at least I think. The romance part is I'm satisfied with where that goes.
Speaking of romance, I just want to point out that Netflix does a really great job at casting for their movies and for their series.
What do you mean?
I mean, they have a diverse set of characters, and, you know, there's always white, black, and, you know, sometimes you get some Asian American and Indian actors in there. So I love how they, I don't know how they do it, but I love that they have that mix in there.
I like the girl, is she Blazing, the main girl from Flash? Or she's black?
I think she's black, yes.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I did that, but yeah. Well, so after we started watching Flash last night, right?
Yes.
So this morning, so this is like the third day in a row I've been trying to, you know, work out early in the morning, get up super early. Yeah, it's not for me. I'm tired, and I drink 2 cups of coffee every day.
She tried to take a book out of my page, but it's not working for her.
Because I'm a night person, and I like to do things after I have waken up. Like, I'm not fully awake until 2 hours after I woke up. So, but then on the other side, I don't get off till 6. So, I mean, it's wintertime still, and it's dark by like 5:30. So, I don't know. I need to continue to get up early, but I don't know about the whole working out after I get up early. Because working out just sucks. Like, did I tell you? I tried to do the workout on TV. Like, you know, the YouTube channel workout, and I was like, this is stupid. So I did 2 10-minute ones, but I only got through 5 minutes of each. So it totaled 10 minutes, but I'm like, this is lame.
But I mean, you sit at a desk all day, so is there a remedy to that problem of you not liking to work out?
Well, my coworker, she been having back problems, and she's like really tiny. She basically rearranged the newsroom, and she created like a standing desk.
Ooh.
She like put 2 bookshelves sideways and like put her computer on top and set that all up. But yeah, there's no way to remedy that, because it's like anything I do at night, I could be running marathons, but I'm gonna be sitting at this desk hunched over. Mm-hmm. And I tried to fix my chair, you know, change it a little bit. Yeah, I made it worse.
Well, what about going to play basketball after work?
I could do that. I need to find a place to play basketball. I just don't want to do something that's boring, because I'm not going to continue to do it.
YMCA.
There's no YMCAs here.
There are a ton of YMCAs.
There's recreational parks that I can go there that are free. Free 99. Mm. YMCAs, I need to look in their history anyway. I don't know if I can trust them. Yeah, I need to look into that. I try to do soccer, but I'm like, I'm not about to pay to play soccer when I don't even know how to play. Like, I know the game, but not from like a player level, like from a spectator and a journalist level.
Yes.
So, we should see how that happens.
Well, I think you should at least try to continue getting up early, and maybe your body needs to get in that routine, and maybe you'll end up enjoying it down the road.
I'd rather do work for myself or for my job than to work out. I rather read than work out.
I'm going to get it to work out in the morning, y'all.
I rather sleep than work out. I rather FaceTime than work out. I mean, this can go on for days.
I get you.
I wouldn't rather fold clothes than work out. That actually, I would have to actually think about it. I don't know which one I would rather do.
What about wash dishes?
I'll go run. Because, Well, my new route to work. So, Tess got his car back.
Yay!
Not so yay, because now I have to drive in Greenville. And nobody can drive in the United States of America. It is a nationwide issue that is plaguing my life. Nobody knows how to drive.
Tell them about our return to Greenville.
Oh, so we returned to Greenville when, for some reason, we like to drive when the weather's terrible.
Yes.
So we literally, from Louisiana to South Carolina, it was raining the whole time. And then we got to Greenville. No, so when we got to Atlanta, it was bad because I had to start driving because we had both cars by that point. Driving through Atlanta was very stressful.
Yeah, that's pretty horrible.
Atlanta, I don't love your traffic or your lanes, all your 7,000 of them.
Yes.
Or the fact that, like, whenever it rains, nobody in any state or any city knows what to do.
And Atlanta, how do you have traffic at 9, 10 o'clock at night? What sense does that make? And you have 5 or 6 lanes, but you still have traffic at night.
And I still need to figure out why trucks, 18-wheelers, don't have their own interstate. Because
I totally agree.
They cause all kind of trouble. Yes. Can't see, got your windshield wipers on 10, but the truck driver in front of you just blinds you for 10 whole seconds.
And every time they pass, it feel like a hurricane just hit you.
Just hoping for the best. I don't know if I'm going to be able to see, but just hoping for the best.
Yes, yes.
So that's... Yeah, no. And then they had ice on the roads in Greenville County. Well, like the whole upstate area, they had ice on the roads. And that's kind of sucky because it's not like a common thing here, apparently. I don't know. I'm just glad there's winter here because I can make my soups. Oh, is the rice still on right now?
No, I turned it off.
Oh, I can't wait to eat my dinner.
And how many accidents were there that day?
Like in Greenville County alone, there was 200.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty major.
Yeah. There's been a lot of wrecks lately. And I'm like, when the bus system gonna come to our house? Because, nah. Oh, and then the megabus driver, when we were going to Louisiana, was swerving the whole time. And she took us through an Atlanta neighborhood.
I felt like my life was in danger. The
whole time. I started laughing because I'm like, you can't be serious.
I promised myself that that's the last time I will ever ride a megabus.
But you said that like the last 7 times, and we get on the megabus a lot.
Yes.
Well, that's enough of that. We're going to talk about what you're about to say.
I just want to say their megabus. Before you hire someone to drive your double-decker bus, can you please make sure that they can drive? That's all I want to say.
Or do something like, you know, some impromptu, like, what's it called, that they do?
Like a driving test?
You know how, like, teachers come in, like, assessments type thing?
Okay.
They should do that.
I'm not even sure that driver had a license. That's how bad she was.
And then when we finally got to New Orleans, we got stuck in traffic right by the Superdome. I thought I was going to lose my mind. But I did play formation on repeat once we got into New Orleans. I was like, yeah. Okay. So that was cool.
Yes, yes.
I really like that. But I want to talk about us fighting now.
Yeah, the best segment of all. Why do we fight, Bria?
Because you just don't want to listen to me.
Or maybe... You like to micromanage a little bit too much.
I think you don't really know what micromanage means because you just like to use the word. It's like a buzzword to you.
I do love that word, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I use that for everything.
We fight for many reasons. Mm. I think the things that are popping out to me is because you think I'm trying to like run your life.
Sometimes it does feel that way.
But I just have some suggestions on ways that Tesla can be better.
She says that I move too slow. And yes, I am from the Caribbean, and I do like to take things at a chill pace, but everything doesn't have to be sped up and fast, and I think that's where we get into a lot of issues.
Yeah. I think that's our most common thing, is like, the way we like to do things is different. But I've learned to just subtly, you know, hint at things and make you think that it was your idea. I think, you know, I've gotten smart about it.
Yes.
I've gotten smart about it.
And you don't have to say everything. Sometimes you have to hold your tongue. And that's
one thing. I do hold my tongue a lot more.
I'm sorry. I was talking in general.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought you was trying to, you know.
No. Sometimes you have to hold your tongue because...
Everything ain't worth it. Totally. It really isn't worth it.
Totally. And, you know... Many moods are ruined because someone says the wrong, you know, thing. So, that's...
You know what? You know what I think about? Before we moved, remember we didn't like it? We got into it for like a month straight. Like, yes. Every time we talked to each other, it'd be something.
Yes.
I can't even remember why.
I was scared to open my mouth sometimes because
I am not the villain here. It was an equal partnership of evil.
Totally, totally.
I don't remember. I think we was just like stressed out. I don't even remember when it started or stopped.
I think it was around probably Christmas time. Because, you know, the money's going out, not as much as coming
in. Oh, you stressed out? That was funny. Yes. But then, like, you know, every time we fought, like, other than that month of just drama, every time we fought, we made up because different reasons. One is, like, we just didn't feel like being mad anymore. I wanted to show you something. I wanted to share something funny. I think that's where our friendship, our previous friendship before we started dating, came in.
That is very true.
That like, true. You feel like being mad anymore? Nah, me neither.
So tell them ways that you make up, and I'll tell them some of mine.
Oh, like, so when we fussing in the car, like, I just try to get your attention, like, oh my gosh, this is so funny. Yeah, we friends? We friends right now? Or you'll just start, I'll test the waters.
Yes.
And see how you feeling.
Yes. And what else she does is, let's say she's listening to music. Let's say she's driving and, you know, we're listening to music. She'll turn her music all the way up just to get my attention, you know. And it works every time. It works every time.
Sometimes I just don't feel like being mad anymore, so then I just start talking to you. I'm just like, nah, I don't care.
Yes, yes. And, when we're at home, and let's say I make her mad and she runs in the room, I usually follow her and just cuddle next to her and like, hey, baby, how are you? Let's talk. And that's how I usually make up to her and give her a back rub or something.
Because I'm a wonderful human.
Yeah, you are pretty cool.
I do apologize, don't I?
You apologize a lot. But I think I apologize more. Is that because I start more fights?
Pretty much.
That's not right, folks.
Maybe. Or admitting you're wrong.
Well, I think I do that every time.
I do that a lot. No? No?
I played the fifth.
You should tell me.
That's not for the podcast.
I do admit that I'm wrong, you liar. Well, yes. When I'm actually wrong, I admit that I'm wrong.
Yes, yes. Well, the fight that we just had, or the argument that we just had, who was wrong in that situation?
I think we were equally wrong in the situation. I may have let it escalate, but you were equally wrong.
Yes, yes.
Because
yes.
You were being condescending toward me, and I did not appreciate it.
Well, I'm so very sorry, baby.
You better be. You smell like baby powder.
Do you forgive me, baby?
Yes. Aww. Mm. Yeah. And you made me mad this morning when you didn't want to listen to my Maya Angelou music.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
You was hating on me. You and then you try to pretend like you wasn't not interested whenever you looked at the phone like it was growing a finger or something.
Y'all, we were trying to work out this morning, and she wanted to play Maya Angelou. Who works out to Maya Angelou? Miss Calypso.
I just wanted to hear it. I was in the mood. So then we just turned on Ray Shrimmer, because they're like my little brother, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I should have just put Formation on loop. You'll hate me forever.
That worked, too. I actually like Formation a lot.
We'll see you later, baby. Later, baby.
Peace.
Joey, Mo and Joe run the candy store, telling fortunes behind the door. The cops grab Mo, and as Joe run out, Brother Mo, he began to shout, run Joe, hey, the man's at the door, run Joe, the man, he won't let me go, run Joe, as fast as you can, run Joe, this police holding me hand. Oh.